Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We're looking at the Jewish Religious Services Bill that is looking at hiking the number of municipal rabbis. And what would this mean to the taxpayers and looking at the need for municipal rabbis? Joining us on the line now once again to just look a bit deeper into the subject, Kanan Lidor, who's the contributor to the Times of Israel and Europe correspondent to Chai FM. Kanan, good afternoon to you. And thanks once again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon.
No, great to have you on board, Kanan. So let's just sum this up. Let's just look at the overall picture here. What is so contentious right now about this bill?
So to understand, we have to go back to October 6th at least, because some of us can remember that back then we had a contentious judicial reform that kind of made all kinds of tensions around religion and state bubble up to the surface. And some say we're even on the brink of civil war, which I think is an exaggeration, but that's just to set the context. Now, in this framework of legislation that the government was trying to push through was a massive push toward religious institutions. And the reason for that is that this is the most right-wing conservative government we've had, and it's made up of entirely religious parties and Likud. And so this was the dividend, this was the payoff, if you will, that Likud gave these religious parties. They're going to increase their budgets, they're going to increase their manpower. Each one of those parties, I'm talking about United Torah Judaism, I'm talking about Shas, specifically the Haredi parties, they have a whole assembly line of party apparatchik that need jobs, basically. And so one fix for this was the municipal rabbi bill, the city rabbi bill. And it entailed creating a job for every neighborhood with more than 50,000 residents, which translates into hundreds of new rabbis who draw their paychecks from the municipality that employs them.
Okay.
Now, back then, on October 6th, there was a lot of pushback, and this was, let's say, the least of the problems of the liberal camp in Israel that was trying to prevent the judicial overhaul and other more crucial, shall we say, religion-related legislation. And now there's a coalition government with some of those opposition parties because of the war, and someone decided, or maybe it was just the way that the system ticks over, we're not sure, someone put the item of this legislation, of the bill, in discussion in committee on the Knesset website and convened a discussion, which could have entailed a preliminary vote to bring the bill to a reading on the plenum, but it was so contentious, it was such a return to October 6th politics that the partners of Netanyahu in the government put their foot down and said, without saying as much, but conveying the message, that if this goes through, then the future of this coalition is unclear, and that, of course, withdraws a lot of legitimization from the government for political diplomatic purposes. Mm. So, to make a long story short, this was shelved and taken off the agenda. But it just goes to show that underneath this, I would say, this united front that the Israelis are putting on for the war,
right,
the same old tensions keep on bubbling up and showing up, and there's probably a limit to how long we can keep this in the political system, at least repress these urges and needs and mandates.
Well, as you've just mentioned, Kanan, Israel is dealing with this war on terror. Of course, there are financial implications on that, coupled with this what it would take to add more rabbis to serve the communities. Of course, now this would really impact on the taxpayers and, of course, on the Israeli fiscus.
Well, it's something to the tune of a few dozen million shekels a year. it's not really a huge strain in national budget terms, but for some of those municipalities, okay. keep in mind that the money comes from the municipality budget, some of these municipalities are actually dragging a deficit. Mm-hmm. So to them, to some of these municipalities at least, this is a financial matter, but on the national level, you know, it's kind of peanuts.
Okay, all right. So as you've mentioned now, it's been shelved until the impression that, did I understand you correctly, until further notice?
Right. It hasn't been canceled. There's no pledge not to advance this. And, you know, to be fair, there is, it's the wild, wild west when it comes to the wild Middle East, when it comes to rabbis here in Israel. And, you know, there's no definition to who can serve as a rabbi and what community does constitute a rabbi. So the bill, this municipal rabbi bill that I mentioned, was indeed an attempt to codify this unclear issue in the law. But given the political context and the diplomatic context, you know, it didn't really fly through.
Okay. Kanon, we're going to leave it there. We've just about run out of time. Thank you so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive. Once again, just to shed some light as to exactly what this Jewish Religious Services Bill is all about. It's been shelved for now, not cancelled altogether. It'll be interesting to see how matters develop on this issue as we go along. Kanon Lidor, contributor to the Times of Israel and a Europe correspondent to Chai FM.